This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report last Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
This week's export sales had big numbers for the markets to digest, which is great for this time of year. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said new crop corn sales were particularly strong and set another record for this week.
Yeah, we had good sales. Corn came in with a total of 1.961 million tons. Beans came in at 752,000 tons. New crop sales are what we're really paying attention to right now. New crop corn continues to be extraordinarily strong for this time of the year. This is another record for this particular week. 2,050,000 tons of new crop sales for corn.
However, even with strong corn sales, there are just too many other major headlines that the markets would rather pay attention to.
The export sales for soybeans has us still well behind where they need to be for the pace to meet the USDA's goal. We know that we front load a lot of those sales into the very end of summer or midway point of summer into the fall. And this is a tough situation for us. The same thing we were in last year, except we're a little bit further behind. On the corn side of things, this is not seasonal when we would see these sales. We don't typically see these sales until December, January, or February. So to have these sales right now just continues the trend of what we've seen over the last 2 years now with very good and strong and consistent corn sales throughout the year.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network in Des Moines, I'm Riley Smith reporting.